actually the BBC London broadcasting to the Empire, because the Empire is no longer there. No exit face to face from Angel City, from down under, as the people up north would say. We'll be hearing some more music from Australasia later on in the program, between the hours of 1 and 2, 12 and 1, and you've already heard the one between 11 and 12. I'm working backwards because that's the way my brain's working at the moment. Let's go back in time to 1972. This is a period when the Rolling Stones weren't so boring. When were they ever boring? Well, this is from Exile on Main Street, classic album. And this is Stop Breaking Down. Oh, yeah.
Stop. rocking, that's what I'm gonna say. You're so charming, man, I sure am through it. Things like that'll tell her, ain't the things that matter. That's one thing I can do without. I'm not talking, that's what I'm gonna say. Things I'll say, same old thing, baby. Reach this mass conclusion, all this mass confusion. So don't call me, baby, I'll call you. I'm not talking, that's what I've gotta say. Things I'm saying, baby. Same old thing, baby. Reese's black explosion. All this mass confusion. That's one thing I can do without.
And from Chicago, they called themselves The Things to Come, and the number was I'm Not Talking, very much influenced by the Yardbirds, so it's from about 1964-65. Before that, the Rolling Stones, another major influence on American bands in the early 60s, but from the 1972 album Exile on Main Street, that's the double album, which they could afford a luxury because by that stage they were living in the south of France. Not because they liked the weather, but because of they were tax exiles, hence Exile on Main Street. You heard a number called Stop Breaking Down. It's 13 minutes to 12 o'clock, to midday that is to say, and you're with Rock Radio Amanda, 1287 kilohertz. Another major influence on all those acne blighted characters of the early 60s in the States were The Who, and here they are. From their glorious days back in the early 60s. Anyway, anyhow, anywhere.
I can go anyway. Won't you? We'll be right back.
The Radio Amanda Roadshow has also got the answer to some of your blues. See us at the Spurs Public House, the Roundway Tottenham, N17, on Friday, December the 30th. It'll blow your mind.
From the Mojave Desert.
'70s, there was a plague of double live albums, started off by Peter Frampton, Comes Alive, and old Bobby Dylan, Bob Dylan, jumped on the bandwagon in 1978, put out the double live album at the Budokan, which is in Tokyo, recorded on the nights 28th of February and March the 1st, 1978, and that was All Along the Watchtower, which originally came out way back in 1968. There it's made to sound a little bit like Hurricane Parts 1 and 2, but all the same, it's not bad. Before that, Anyhow, Anyway, or Anywhere, or Anyhow, etc., etc., from Pete Townsend and The Who. You're with Radio Amanda, 1287 kilohertz, that's 233 meters medium wave. It's 5 minutes to 12 o'clock. And on the subject of Bob Dylan, or Mr. Zimmerman, as some would have it, there was that great debate in the late 70s as to who was going to be his successor, because he was quite a few years, and quite a few names were thrown up, such as Nils Lofgren, Carly Simon, London Wainwright III, and even Bruce Springboard. But I have my own opinions as to who is Bob Dylan's successor, and here he is now. His name is Tom Waits.
that's been on my mind. Mexican war out there, cross the street from a Catholic chain. And I wiped out my revolver, now put under my bag and ashamed. I shot the morning in the back with my red wings on. Told the sun it better go back down. And I can find a book of matches, I'm going to burn this hotel. Me brave captain, why all the wicked so strong? Well, the angels get to sleep when the devil leaves his porch light on. Well, I dropped 30 grand on the nugget slot, had to sell my ass on Fremont Street. And the drummer said that thanks you over at the Baghdad Room. Look at this one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready and go, man, go. I said, tell me, Mr. C,
I said it's 3 to get ready.
difference of opinions, the successor of Bob Dylan. Well, I mean, his voice is just about as good. That's from the album Heart Attack and Vine, came out in 1980, and the story of Mr. Siegel. You're tuned into Rockwell Amanda, blasting out on 233 meters medium wave, 12A7 kilohertz. It's just coming up to midday.
This is AJ with the news. Labour MP Ted Ledbetter is calling for an investigation into the activities of the South African who spied for the Soviets during the Falklands War. Exocet missiles are believed to have passed through Cape Town en route for Argentina during the conflict. Now Mr. Ledbetter plans to question Mrs. Thatcher on the full extent of Dieter Gerhardt's involvement in the 1982 war. Three Air Force officers are returning to Britain from Zimbabwe after spending 3 months in jail. They'd been accused of sabotage. First-time home buyers have been warned against buying all-in package homes offered by some builders. Peter Morton of the Anglia Building Society says that the value of the carpets and furniture in this type of home depreciate too quickly. SDP leader David Owen has virtually conceded victory in the next election to the Conservatives. In a pessimistic New Year's message, he says that it seems unlikely that the next election will be fought against the background of economic decline. And the weather is going to be sunny today. Possibility of drizzle in some places. A high of 7 degrees centigrade, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And the outlook getting milder. Thank you.
of Alice Cooper's album, School's Out, came out back in 1972, an absolutely amazing album. The packaging included a fold-out sort of school desk. You could flip the lid up and have a look on the inside. What do you find on the inside? Cartoons, trinkets, school reports, lots of graffiti, of course, and a record that was wrapped up in a pair of paper panties. Yes, as you can imagine, the record sold quite tremendously. 7 minutes past 12 o'clock, and you're with Rock Radio Amanda. 1287 kilohertz, that's 233 meters on the medium wave. Standing back in the early 70s, the year following 72 was 73, I think. I'm not too sure about that, though. And this album made its appearance, The Geek and the Stooges. The album was called Raw Power, and this is a little... well, a little diddly entitled Penetration. yours. Take it as it comes from that debut album out of 1967. Before that, from 73, that's difficult to believe, but it's true, Iggy and the Stooges and Penetration, one of the best albums from that year, 73. It's now 14 minutes past 12 o'clock, and of course you're with Rock Radio Amanda, 2 through 3 meters medium wave, 1287 kilohertz. If you'd like to write in to us with your requests, dedications, comments, anything along that nature, the mailing address is Radio Amanda, Morley Avenue, Woodgreen, London, N226NG. One more time, that's Radio Amanda, Morley Avenue, Woodgreen, London, N226NG. That's the postal address for, well, any requests, dedications, comments, anything along those lines. Right, we've just had two other tasty chaps, Iggy Pop and Jim Morrison, both American, which is not a coincidence. Let's go on to a third, Lou Reed. This is from the days when he was with the Velvet Underground, also from 1967, so just go to disprove that it wasn't all Flower Pop Men and Sgt. Pepper. That's from the first album of the Velvet Underground with Nico, I'm Waiting for the Man.
Into tomorrow, but that's just another time.
Commander Roadshow rocks the rafters of the Spurs public house on Friday, December the 30th. If you can stand the heat generated by solid rock music, make sure that you are first in the firing line when doors open at 8 o'clock. The Radio Amanda Roadshow, December the 30th at the Spurs public house, the Roundway, Tottenham, N17, on the A10 Great Cambridge Road.
Legendary hearts tearing us apart with stories of their love, preaching and in love, while we stand here in the light and lose another night of legendary love. Legendary love. He's in the past and seemingly lost forever. He worked hard at being good, but his basic soul was stained, not pure. And when he took his bow, no audience was clapping. Legendary hearts tear us all apart, make our emotions bleed from crying out in need. No legendary love is coming from above. It's in this room right now. And you've got to fight to make what's right. You've got to fight to make what's right. You've got to fight to make what's right. You've got to fight to
Legendary Hearts. Man still going strong after all these years. Before that, you heard I'm Waiting for a Man, also featuring Lou Reed, but with the Velvet Underground from 1967, an album produced by New York pop art nutter Andy Warhol. He actually didn't do all that much, really. His name was just plastered over the place to help sell the product. 19 minutes past 12 o'clock, and you're with... No, it's not 19. My apologies, 24 minutes past. So don't think that your clocks is wrong. It's just my eyes. 24 minutes past 12 o'clock, and you're with Rock Radio Amanda, 233 meters, medium wave, 1287 kilohertz. And the time game for a song from the Antipodean regions of the Earth. Coming up, Split Ends from New Zealand, and the 1977 single... Another Great Divide.
Is the room that we share? It's...
Oh no, not that song again.
Have you ever felt as anguished as that? Dreary music seems to be the only thing you can hear on the radio these days. The same old stuff, day in, day out. Which is a crying shame if your musical standards are a little higher. The answer is simple. Specialized music radio stations, each playing a specific category of music. Your kind of music.
Oh, great, some decent music at last.
The Specialised Music Radio campaign needs your support to persuade the men in Whitehall that this is possible. To save your radio from further anguish, drop a line to the Specialist Music Radio campaign at Morley Avenue, Wood Green, London N22, 6NG. The Specialised Music Radio campaign. More music for more people.
Well, there's a place I go, I go.